أوكي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue now into a new section in the topic or about the topic, the rejectionists, the Rafida, and their creeds. And we have covered so far six parts on their creed regarding Tawheed. And in this section, we will talk about their creed regarding faith, regarding Iman. The first is their saying regarding an Iman. What is the understanding of Iman with respect to the rejectionist Shia Rafida? They, the 12 Imamites, made the belief in the Imams part of Iman, part of Iman and what it entails. In fact, they made it the essence of Iman. It came in their book Usul al-Kafi, quote, "Al-Islamu huwa al-zahiru alladhi alayhi an-nas." Islam is the apparent upon which people are, and that is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Then he mentioned the rest of the pillars of Islam and then said ma'rifatu al-iman. Listen, al-iman, Iman constitutes ma'rifatu hadha al-amr, knowing this matter, meaning with whom? With Ali. If he attests to that but does not know this, then he is a Muslim but misguided. And they say that this is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 2, page 24. And they say that the reward in the hereafter is not upon Islam, is not dependent upon Islam, but rather upon Iman. And this is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 2, 24. And they interpret the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 136-137. قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Now listen, what's the Iman therefore to them? قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوْتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق. Say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub and to Al-Asbat, and that which has been given to Musa and Isa, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him we have submitted. Now listen, so if they believe in the like of that which you believe, then they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then they are only in opposition. They say what is meant here is Ali. If they believe in like of that which you believe, meaning in Ali and Hassan and Hussein and Fatima and afterwards the Imams. So in فَإِنْ آمَنُوا, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا meaning the people, if they believe, بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, in that which you believe in, meaning Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, and the Imams afterwards, then فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they are rightly guided. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, but if they turn away, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, meaning if they turn away from the belief in Ali, Hassan, Hussein, Aimma, afterwards, then they are in dispute, in an opposition. This is in Tafsir al-Ayyashi, volume 162, Tafsir al-Safi, volume 192, and al-Burhan, volume 1, 157. And that's why Ibn al-Mutahhir mentioned in his book Minhaj al-Karama fi Ma'rifat al-Imama, page 1, أن مسألة الإمامة, that the issue of إمامة, the Imam of the 12 Imams, هي أحد أركان الإيمان, is one of the pillars of إيمان, المستحق بسببه الخلود في الجنان, such that the one deserves to enter paradise forever, والتخلص من غضب الرحمن, and it is the cause to be saved from the wrath of the Most Merciful. So this is what Ibn Mutahhir mentioned. So the matter or the issue of the Imama, the 12 belief in the 12 Imams, is أحدُ أركان الإيمان, is one of the pillars of Iman. And Muhammad Jawad al-Amili, in his book also, Muhammad Jawad al-Amili mentioned, الإيمان عندنا, faith with us, إنما يتحقق بالاعتراف, is attained or established بالاعتراف, by acknowledging the Imama of the 12 Imams. The Imama of the 12 Imams. And one of their contemporary shuyukh by the name of Muhammad al-Qazwini mentioned, anyone who يكفر بولاية علي وإمامته فقد أسقط الإيمان من حسابه وأحبط بذلك عمله. Anyone who denies the wilaya of Ali and his imama, then he has no faith in his account and his deeds will be futile. So this is the first conclusion. The first conclusion is that belief in the Imams, the Imama of Ali and the 12 Imams, is a pillar of faith, and that this is a cause for admittance to paradise and safety and deliverance, or safety from the wrath of Ar-Rahman. The second is, we know that the testimony of faith is of two parts. Ash-Shahadatan. They have it three. They have it three. So what is the third shahada? What is the third testimony? Necessitated by this iman in their imams, they invented the third testimony. And it is the testimony on the faith in the 12 Imams. That's why, and in Ali, that's why it is mentioned, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ عَلِيًّا وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ. They announce this in their adhan. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ عَلِيًّا وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ. I bear witness that Ali is the Wali of Allah. They make this in their adhan and after their salah. Not only that, they recited at the time of death of their people, so as to mention it before they die, to utter it before they die. So believing in the Imams with the Shahadatain is to be mentioned after Salah. And Al-Hurr al-Amili, one of their shuyukh, put a title for this. He said, chapter, Babun Istihbabu Shahadatain Wal Iqraru Bil A'immati Ba'da Kulli Salah. The praiseworthiness of saying the two shahada and the testimony or attestation to the attestation of belief in the Imams after each salah. This is in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 4, 1038. And there is some narrations in their books relating to Abi Ja'far, of course falsely, لقنوا موتاكم عند الموت شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله والولاية. Recite to those of you at the time of death شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله, so that they can utter it, and الولاية, meaning the testimony that Ali is the Wali of Allah. This is in Furu' al-Kafi, Volume 1, page 34, Tahrib al-Ahkam, Volume 182, and Wasa'il al-Shia, Volume 2, 665. And also, they mention this shahada upon putting the deceased in the grave, as in Furu' al-Kafi, Volume 1, page 53, تهذيب الأحكام Volume 1, 91, وسائل الشيعة Volume 2, page 843. Also, when people leave the grave, upon putting the person in the grave, and they put a title for that, باب chapter استحباب تلقين الولي الميت الشهادتين والإقرار بالأئمة عليهم السلام بأسمائهم بعد انصراف الناس. The praiseworthiness, recommendation to recite to the dead the shahadatain and the attestation, the belief in the imams, by mentioning their names after people leave the grave, meaning the grave site. This new testimony attesting to the imama, which Ibn al-Mutahhir considers it to be ahammul matalib, the most important matters in ahkam al-deen, in the deen rulings, wa ashrafu masail al-islam, or wa ashrafu masail al-muslimin, and the most honorable issues of the Muslims, or to the Muslims. This is in Minhaj al-Karama, page 1. So therefore now, the belief in the 12 imams is rukn imani, is a pillar of faith, or it is the faith itself, and it is the most important matters in the deen. This kind of belief is a clear evidence for the futility of their madhab, and that they legislated in the deen that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them any authority regarding it. So, this is not mentioned in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said that they're saying regarding the Imama of Ali, and not to mention the 12 Imams as well, no one from the Muslims agrees to them except those who took the rejectionist Shia to be their sect. And to consider this to be the most important matter in deen, he said this is kufr, this is disbelief. Because it is known that it is known to be part of the deen by necessity that the iman, the faith in Allah and His Messenger, is much more important than this matter of authority and imamah. This is explained in his great classical book, Minhaj al-Sunnah, Volume 1, page 20. The third matter, the Shia, the rejectionist Shia, took by the creed of the Murji'a. This is a deviant sect, and we will explain. We learned earlier that acknowledging the imams is sufficient for the person to have iman and to be admitted to paradise. So this is the Murji'a sect creed in relation to the Muslima, to the Murji'a sect creed. Because the Murji'a those who consider that iman is the mere acknowledgement of Allah, and some of them, and there are different sects, some of them are with the opinion that no one is to be admitted to hell from the people who direct themselves to the Qibla, irrespective of what he does from sins. So they hold to the creed that أن الإيمان لا يضر معه سيئة والكفر لا ينفع معه حسنة. No sin can harm in the presence of iman. And also, no goodness can be of benefit in the presence of kufr. And this is a chapter even, chapter in the book of Al-Kafi, entitled by this statement. In book of Kafi, volume 2, page 463. And he narrated six narrations to Abi Abdullah. What is iman to their, according to their terminology, as we learn, is the love of the a'imma, or acknowledging the imams. And Shaykh al-Islam mentioned that, when he mentioned, inna akthar al-shi'a, most of the shi'a, listen please, to this statement, he said, inna akthar al-shi'a ti'a'taqidun, anna hubba Ali hasana, la yadurru ma'aha sayya. Most of the Shia believe that the love of Ali is a good deed where no sin whatsoever could harm with it. With the presence of this love, no sin can be harmful. Some of their shiyukh responded to Shaykh al-Islam. Some of their contemporary shiyukh responded to Shaykh al-Islam and said, what he attributed to most of the Shia is, he said, false. Listen what he added. فَإِنَّهُمْ جَمِيعًا مُتَّفِقُونَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Rather, they are all in agreement. You know, Shaykh al-Islam said, most of the Shia are on this. And this contemporary Shaykh said, no, he was wrong. He said, فَإِنَّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of them are on this. You understand? So, he not only... He's trying to assert that this is the creed of the entire Shia, not most of the Shia. Shaykh al-Islam mentioned that most of the Shia are on this. But this contemporary Shaykh of the Shia responded and said, no, all of them are in agreement. And Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, said, and if sins have no harm when there is a love of Ali, then there is no need for this infallible imam. If the love of Ali is sufficient, so whether the imam, this absent imam, is going to come or not, or he exists or not, it's irrelevant. And this shows the contradiction of the Shia. This caused the contradiction of the Shia. So, the Murji'ah say that al-Iman huwa ma'rifatullah. Iman is acknowledging Allah. The Shia say al-Iman huwa ma'rifatul imam al-hubbi. The Shia say is al-Iman is acknowledging the imams, an imam, or love of him. You understand? The mere acknowledgement or mere love constitutes faith. No matter what you do of sin. You see the relationship to the Murji'ah? The Murji'ah say that most important thing is to acknowledge Allah, irrespective of the sins that a person do. And say, they said, no sin can harm in the presence of iman. And these people say, no sin can harm when there is love of Ali and the imams. You understand the relationship? Do you understand the relationship now? Their narrations regarding this are many. Like, for example, the report which says, وَهَلِ الدِّينُ إِلَّا الْحُبِّ. Is deen other than love? This is in Tafsir al-Ayyashi, volume 1, page 167, and in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 27, page 95. And Al-Majlisi put a narration under a title which says, بَابُ ثَوَابُ حُبِّهِمْ وَوِلَايَتِهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ أَمَانٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ chapter, the reward of their love and their wilaya of, and belief in their wilaya, وَأَنَّهُمْ أَمَانٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ and that they are safety from hellfire. They are safety from hellfire. In Bihar al-Anwar, chapter 27, the narrations are present from 73 to 144. And in another title he put, أن ولايته, the wilaya of Ali, حصن من عذاب الجبار, is a fortress protecting from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the irresistible. And they said, listen to this, وَأَنَّهُ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَ النَّاسُ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النَّارِ and if people are on agreement on loving him, Allah would not have created the hellfire. أعوذ بالله. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 39, page 32. He said, لَوْ اجْتَمَعَ النَّاسُ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النَّارِ if people will come to agree on loving Ali, then Allah would not have created hellfire. Why? Because Ali is a safeguard from hellfire. And if all people believe in his wilaya, then, you know, there will be no need for hellfire. Now listen also to this. This is in their book, Ilal al-Shara'i, page 162. Naam. They said, لا يدخل الجنة إلا من أحبه من الأولين والآخرين. No one will be admitted to paradise except those who love him from the first ones and the latter ones. وَلَا يَدْخُلِ النَّارَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبْغَضَهُ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ and no one will be admitted to hellfire except those who hate him from the first and the latter ones. So what? Now, according to this, is there a need to love Allah and to have faith in Allah and His Messenger and all the creeds? Is there a need? According to this, this entails there is no need, isn't it? Huh? You understand? You see what this entails? So there should be no need for belief in Allah and His Messenger and in all the creeds and all the responsibilities and the rulings. And what is remaining from the Sharia except the love of Ali? Is there anything left? What is left from the Sharia is except loving Ali? Nothing. And you know what this led to? This led to a terrible consequence. This misled people who love lusts and so forth and follow lusts. Because, you know, it's sufficient to love Ali, right? And free yourself from all the legal responsibilities. Same as with Christianity. You say love Jesus and do whatever you want because you are saved. Also, what this entails is that the Quran was not sent to guide the people, but rather to misguide them. Why, ya ikhwan? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did He mention the love of Ali and hating him to be the most fundamental principle and criteria for admittance to paradise or safety from hell? Did He mention this in the Quran? And these people are making it the criteria. These people are making it the criteria. And as it is the case with every element we have discussed so far in this series, all these narrations, replete and abundant, you go and check further, you will find some narrations which we mentioned, like a white hair from the hair of a black bull. And there is few reports which refutes all of this and also attributed to Ali, where there are reports of their dua seeking refuge in Allah alone, fearing Him alone, which is another element which shows the futility of this sect. Further comment: according to this creed of the love of Ali, don't you think that Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun and the leaders of Kufr and their followers from the previous nations will not be admitted to hell? In accordance with their creed, then they are not going to be admitted to hell. Why? I'm asking you. This is entailed by their creed, that Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, and the leaders of Kufr and their followers from the previous nations. Why? Think about it. What's the criteria to them? Oh, we just mentioned. No. Who's going to be admitted to paradise and who? Yeah, they don't hate Ali. They didn't know of him. They didn't hate Ali because they didn't know of him, right? So therefore, what? They are to be saved in accordance with their argument. They are to be saved from hell. You see how what excessiveness leads to? Now, this is the excessiveness. This is the excessiveness. What is the impact of this on the Shia communities? Ya Ikhwan, the Shia communities, the effect of this is lack of responsibility towards the Sharia and the abandonment of the Quran, because sufficient to them is the love of Ali and exceeding the limits. And considering, therefore, since they believe that Ahlul Sunnah don't agree with them on this excessiveness, then Ahlul Sunnah are not believers. And that's why the Rafida consider Ahlul Sunnah to be kafirs. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these deviant sects and creeds. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm on His deen, which He revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and which reached us through the companions alayhim ridwanullah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, relieve the Ummah from the deviation of this sect and protects it from their misconceptions and their plots. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.